Buddy, so today we're going to be talking about the five mistakes when it comes to goal setting. And of course, if you guys have any questions or anything, or if you're watching live, go ahead and just say hi so I could say hi to you. What up, Eve? What up, Killa Kyle? So to start off, if you guys have ever set a goal and failed to achieve it, so if you've ever set a goal in 2020, hopefully we all did. But if you did and didn't achieve it, I want to let you know that it wasn't because you weren't skilled enough, or it wasn't because you didn't have enough resources. The failure actually came not in the process of achieving the goal, but in setting the goal. And there are five mistakes most humans make when it comes to setting goals, and this is exactly what we're going to cover right after this intro. Have you ever said to yourself, "I know what to do, so why don't I do it?" My name is Luke Rangel, and you are not alone. In fact, the gap of knowing and doing is the largest gap the human race faces. So how do we get to the other side? Well, it's not by joining program after program telling us the same things we already know. The way we go from knowing to doing comes from within, and this podcast will show you how to do that. Welcome to Transformation Secrets. And after this episode, don't forget to subscribe and grab some free bonus content over at transformationsecretspodcast.com. All right, guys, welcome back again. If you're watching live with me, go ahead and say hi. What's up, Crystal? What up, Trisha? Patrish? Hey, what up, Jesus? All right, guys, so again, tonight we're going to be talking about the five mistakes. And right before this intro, what I was talking about is if you've ever set a goal in 2020 and you failed to achieve that goal, I want to let you know that it's not because, again, you weren't skilled enough. It's not because you didn't have enough resources, but that failure actually came not in the process of achieving the goal, but in the process of actually creating the goal. And so when we break it apart, goal setting and goal achieving are actually two completely different things. So goal setting is an intellectual process, and goal achieving is a lawful process. So there's going to be a lot of info. This is going to be jam-packed. I'm going to go as quick as I can because I know your time is valuable. So you can watch this back if you have notes. This is definitely something you want to take notes on. This has completely changed my life. So again, goal setting is an intellectual process, which we're going to cover more in depth throughout the episode. Goal achieving is a lawful process. So if you think about it, let's say your goal is to work out more. What is the lawful process of working out more? It could be simply just to schedule the times and the days that you're going to work out for the week. So you're setting laws for yourself for that process, right? And so what I mean by an intellectual process, when we set goals, we actually use our intellectual faculties. Again, in the book, Think and Grow Rich, written by Napoleon Hill, he spent 20 years studying some of the most successful people of his time. And over the year of all those 20 years of studying, he found that these people, they didn't have a generalized or a specialized degree of knowledge that led them to great success. So in other words, they weren't smarter than anyone else. So all of these great people, they weren't smarter than anyone, right? And when I read that, like that was the best news ever. Like my first year of college, I had a 0.9 GPA, right? I didn't drop out. I think I got kicked out. And so, but what they did do is they developed their intellectual faculties that they can create, manifest, and attract what they wanted in their lives. So what are these intellectual faculties that Hill found, that the Wright brothers had, that Alexander Graham Bell had? So he discusses that there are actually six intellectual faculties. And when we set goals, we want to use the proper ones. And what happens is when most people actually set goals, they set goals using one of the faculties, which is reasoning. And the challenge with this is that your reasoning faculties is simply based on your own logic. And your logic is based on your current belief. And the problem with that is we never outperform our own self-belief. So if you think about it, let's say, so I'm in the fitness industry, and if you want to lose 50 pounds, but you don't believe you're going to lose that 50 pounds, you just hope you do one day, I promise you, you will never, ever lose that weight because you could never outperform your own set belief. So if we set goals based on our current reasoning, it's hard to accomplish anything that we haven't already done. You have to go outside of the comfort zone, as you always hear about. So we don't want to use the reasoning faculty. Another faculty often used is memory. So when we, what we mean about memory is like when you recall something, right? So we recall and we remember what has happened to us in the past. So if we are setting goals using the memory, we are looking towards the past. And if you think about this, so what happens is a lot of times someone will come into our program and let's say they have 50 pounds to lose, right? And when they're, even though they want to lose 50 pounds the coming year, they won't set that goal because they're using the memory. Maybe they've done programs in the past and maybe throughout the entire year, they only lost 15 pounds. So instead of setting the goal for 50, they use their memory faculty. And because of that, they lessen their goal of only 15. And because of that, because they reasoned and they believed they could lose 15 throughout the entire year, that's all they lost instead of the 50 like they wanted to. So what we know is we do not want to use our memory and we don't want to use our reasoning faculties when it comes to it. So out of the six intellectual faculties, there are actually two we want to use when we set goals. The first one is imagination. What would we love? So what do you like truly think about? Like when you set goals, what do you love? Who would you love to be? What would you love to do? What would you love to have? Where would you love to be at the end of 2021? So most what happens is even though a lot of people will use their imagination, they haven't developed the skills of discipline or determination. So they kind of set themselves up for failure. They base the goal too high too soon. So if you think about like, let's say again, you want to start exercising. On day one, are you going to go to the gym, go to the treadmill, go to the highest incline on that treadmill and on the fastest and just start sprinting, right? Of course not. But that's what a lot of people do when they create goals in other areas of their life. So it's okay to use your imagination, but then also just kind of break it apart. Make it in 90-day goals, 6-week goals, 1-month goal. You could even set goals for one day. That way you know you could accomplish it, and then you set a goal for the next day, and set a goal for the next day, and then a week, and then a month. And what happens when you do this is you actually build the skills of discipline and determination, because that's all that is. It's just a skill. So if you feel like that you're not a disciplined person when it comes to exercising or any area of your life, that's just because you haven't built the skill yet to do that. It's not because you're not a disciplined person. You just have to build the skills to be repetitive in being disciplined. So just set those 1-week goals, even the 1-day goals. The second one that we want to use is intuition. So as humans, we've been given an intuition, meaning just like we know kind of what we know. Like we don't know why we know it, we just do, right? Especially you females. You guys have that 7 and 8 sense that you just kind of have that intuition. It's just kind of like our internal GPS, and our bodies and our minds are telling us like, hey, this is the next step that we have to do, right? So to recap, that was kind of a lot in one area. We don't want to pursue our goals with our reasoning or our memory. We do want to use our imagination when setting goals, and we want to use our intuition. So now that we know what to use to create our goals, here are the 5 mistakes to avoid when writing them down. And these are very common mistakes that most people do. I used to do it all the time. So the first mistake you want to make sure you do not do when you're setting goals for 2021 is you don't want to set a goal that you know you can achieve, right? So if you ever set a goal like you know you can achieve, I'm going to guess that you probably didn't achieve it. And the reason this happens is because the reward isn't great enough. So what happens is the moment you start off to do something new, and again, if you're live, let me know if I'm wrong. you tended to run into problems right away. You start failing right away. And if that reward isn't stronger than the pain that that failure is causing, you're going to give up right away. So, again, and everything we've done that we didn't know how to do before, we failed. As a kid, how did you learn how to walk? You got up, you fail. You got up, you fail. You got up, you fail. Thousands of times, you failed your way to learning how to walk. Because the success of walking, that reward of walking, was greater than the pain of standing up and falling. Same thing with bike riding. You could do this with almost anything. If the reward is greater than the pain that it's going to cause to achieve that reward, you will continue to go on with your next step. So, what the mistake is, if you set a goal you know you can achieve, that reward is just not going to be strong enough. It's like, I know I could do this, so then you set a plan to do it, and then even if you do it, you're like, all right, that was cool, I did it, check. But what happens is if you do set a goal you know can achieve and it's a high goal that you want to accomplish, when that failure comes, that pain is going to be too strong and it's going to keep you from continuing to reach that goal. So mistake number one, set goals we know we can achieve. So I always like to use, as you know, fitness analogies. So let's say if you set a goal of losing 1 pound a week, you're probably not going to achieve the entire goal if you have a lot of weight to lose. Why? Because you know you can achieve that. And even when you do achieve that, you don't feel accomplished. There is no reward for losing that 1 pound. Even though that's a great way to lose weight for your own personal mindset and your goals, it's just not a huge reward for yourself. And that is why a lot of people give up. So, again, mistake number one, don't set goals that you know you can achieve. Mistake number two, people set goals based on what they think they can do based on a plan. So if you're like a type A personality, I know I'm pretty sure I am, where you have like let's say you set a goal and you set up this perfect plan on how to achieve that goal, set up all the numbers, set up the strategy, set up your calendar perfect to achieve that goal. Most likely you're not going to achieve it because you're basing the achievement of your goal on a plan. So what happens when the plan doesn't work, or what happens when there's an outside force that crushes the plan? 2020 is a perfect example of mistake number two of setting goals based on a plan. How many people had this amazing plan for 2020, but you didn't achieve it and you blamed it on COVID, or you blamed it on being shut down, whatever it may be? I know this happened for my business at the beginning of 2020. I think our gym, we had 100 and I think 75 members, and one of my goals was to get 400 members by the end of 2020, or by the end of 2020. But what happened to the plan? COVID shut us down. We've been shut down for 9 months now. And because I was so set on the plan to get members into my gym through in gym boot camps and all that stuff, when we're shut down, that completely destroyed the plan and that completely destroyed my goal. But if I wasn't so focused on the plan and I just focused on the actual outcome of the goal, I probably could have achieved it. Because now we have an amazing online program where we're getting new members every single month. So if I focus on that sooner, who knows? Maybe we could have actually achieved that goal. So mistake number two, do not base your goals on a plan. Don't go after the plan, go after the goal. Mistake number three. So this one is actually, it's usually made up from outside resources or outside influences. So this one is basing a goal on the how. So have you ever, and if you're watching live, go ahead and comment if you want to, have you ever told your family, or have you ever told your spouse, have you ever told your friends this amazing dream that you have? And the first things they keep asking you is like, how are you going to do that? Why are you going to do that? You know, I have a friend that said this doesn't work. Blah, 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 blah. And they keep asking how. and you don't know the answers to the how, but it's just a dream that you have that you want to accomplish. But by them questioning you, like, are you actually, like, there's no way you could do this, how are you going to do this, you start crushing, they start crushing your goals. So if you're looking for the how based on your current situation and resources, you will never grow to become that person that you need to become to achieve the goal. So again, this was probably the biggest things that I've, this one right here is one of the biggest ones that I learned when I set myself personal goals. I think it was 2017 when I started kind of doing my own personal training thing. My goal was to have a clientele and make X amount of money. And I know to make this amount of money, I needed like 50 plus clients. And when I set this goal, I had one client. And I had no idea how to get 50 clients. I had no idea, like, at this moment, I've been training for maybe 6 years, and at the most, I've had like 15 clients. So how am I gonna get 50? I had no idea. But I just got to work, and as you start going to work on your goals, on your dreams, things just start falling into place. So what happened is in January, I had one client. 3 months later, I had 40 clients. And then 5 or 6 months later, I had like over 60 clients. Like, it was insane. And when I set the goal, I had no idea how to achieve it. So when you set your goals, do not base it on what you know. Do not base it on your current situation. Another great example, the Wright brothers. So hopefully everyone knows the Wright brothers. So when it comes to the Wright brothers, for those of you that don't know, is they did not have a pilot license, right? When they set their dream to build a plane, they had no idea how to build the plane. And then when they built the plane, they had no idea how to fly the plane, right? So if they based their dream of building a plane on what they know, this never would have happened. And who knows, we may not have airplanes today if they based their dream on the how, right? So mistake number three is do not base anything on the how. Mistake number four, we question our right to be, do, or have what we want in life. How many times have you set a goal, like some high goal, and then you might be telling yourself, like, do I really deserve this? I know this happens a lot when it comes to health and weight loss and getting the body that you want. Like, it could be a spouse telling you this, it could be something else, but there's something inside of a lot of people that don't believe they deserve the happiness when they look in a mirror. And they'll blame it on, it could be like being conceited, whatever it may be, but they just don't think they're worthy enough to have the body that they want to have. And so what you need to do is you don't need to question if you are worthy enough. You need to question if the goal is worthy of you, because you were placed on this earth to do amazing things. And for you to not think you're worthy enough is just crazy. Like you're worthy of whatever you want to accomplish, right? And when you do so, just note, like, there's going to be sacrifices. We make sacrifices all the time. For those of you that are actually watching this video, you're right now, you're sacrificing your time to learn more about the five mistakes of goal setting. And you're probably doing this because you're a goal setter and you're going to set some goals for 2021 if you haven't done so yet. And so that's why I always like to make these as short as possible and as compact with value as possible, because I know your time is valuable. Right? And so what you need to do is you need to analyze what sacrifices are worth it. Another huge sacrifice is when you don't eat healthy or exercise, you are sacrificing extra years with your family instead of sacrificing 30 to 60 minutes a day. So it also goes on the opposite end, not only achieving your goals, but not achieving your goals. What's the bigger sacrifice for you? Years with your family, or 30 to 60 minutes a day? That's up to you to decide. So whatever the lesser value is, so you need to figure out what the lesser of value is and what is the higher of value. And finally, mistake number five, we think the purpose of the goal is to actually achieve the goal. Yes, I did not stutter. I'm going to say that again. We think that the purpose of the goal is to actually achieve the goal. So it is not about actually achieving anything. It's about becoming the person you need to become to achieve that goal. So if you think about money, let's say you want to be a millionaire or you want to make six figures a year. You're not going to make six figures a year. If you're currently not making six figures a year, you're not going to make six figures a year by being the same person you are today. You have to become a person who has six figures and become that person today, and eventually you will hit it. So like when I set out to do I have 50 clients a day, I was like, all right, how many if I had 50 clients a day, how many hours would I be working? And I made sure before I had 50 clients, I made sure I was doing something productive to get my way to that. Right? So I was working like 12 hours a day, even though I only had one client. And then eventually I had 50 clients working 12 hours a day. And same thing with everything. You don't become a million, like people don't become millionaires and then act like millionaires. They act like millionaires when they have a few cents in their pocket, and that makes them the millionaires. Health. If your goal is to lose 50 to 100 pounds, you're not going to lose that weight by being the person you are today. Again, when I the very first time I ever got a six pack, like I wanted one forever. And even when I was serious about trying to get my first six pack, it took me 5 years of failure to actually learn how to do it. And the only reason why I learned how to do it is something just changed in my mind. And it was actually a New Year's resolution. So I like New Year's resolutions and I like challenges. It was January 1st, I don't know, when I was 25, and I joined a 3 month challenge. And I told myself, like, I future cast myself. I pretended I already had the abs. And I started to become the person who had the abs. So I looked at people who had abs, physiques that I wanted. And I saw exactly what they ate. I saw how they trained. I saw what they did with their lives, what kind of people they hang out with. And I became that person before I was that person. And by doing so, I eventually caught up to becoming that person. And so that's what you have to do with every area of your life. If it's money, if it's health, if it's spiritual, if it's you want to be relationships, you want to become a better husband, a better father, a better spouse, whatever it may be. Right, so the purpose to set higher goals is to become a person needed to actually reach the goal. And so I bet if you have ever reached a goal and you had to make this journey of based on like not really knowing what to do and you had to reach out and you failed, but you actually achieved it, I bet it's only because you borrowed a belief of someone else. And second, you had a mentor. So I know that when I achieved my first goal of ever getting abs after 5 years of failure, it's because I started believing it and other people and I hung around people that believed that I actually could do as well. And then I also had many mentors, mentors that showed me how to work out, mentors that showed me how to eat, mentors that showed me how to stay disciplined. And because of all of this is the only reason why I was able to get the results that I want. And so if we don't get what we want, we get who we are. So we just summary, we don't get what we want. We get who we are. We get what we believe we are capable of. And so with that last one, if you haven't already joined, we have a Warrior Elite program where it's 100% customized. It's the same program that I personally used where I lost 30 pounds last year and became the lowest body fat ever. What we'll do is we're going to encourage you step out of your comfort zone and just set up a call and then show up for the call, right? That's two outside of your comfort zones. You could set up a call, then show up the call. And what we're going to do is we're going to set your 90-day roadmap and we're going to guide you from where you are to where you want to be. And so hopefully this was a valuable for you. If it was, please go ahead and share with your friends and let's crush 2021. And always remember, you are only one decision away. Have a wonderful night.
Thank you so much for listening. If you have found this information valuable, please go ahead and leave a review and subscribe. This will allow me to reach more people just like you. And if you want to join our 21-day challenge or our 6-week done-for-you program, go ahead and go to TransformationSecretsPodcast.com.